Well, it's Sunday. Time for the rant, little Soundgarden, Rusty Cage. I think that's appropriate today, given the fact that some blue-haired angry dyke was shot by DHS. Do you get the feeling that everything we're seeing is woke, fake, and gay? Everything. I'm not even sure I buy the narrative around that. She was harassing the DHS officers, and she tried to run them over, so they shot her. Okay, first of all, actions have consequences. Let's just start there. And when you're a dumbass and you try and run a cop that's armed over, he's probably going to shoot your ass. Just saying. And if you're too stupid to figure that out, well, you deserve the lettuce cell and you're about to get dosed. Just saying. Then there's the fact that this was, what, 5 miles away from where the George Floyd riots started? So that's not sketchy at all. The fact that all these protesters are coming out talking about picking up arms against DHS and Kristi Noem should be hung and all the other violent rhetoric. No, that's not sketchy at all. It just tells me that it's all staged. I don't buy any of the narrative. And we've seen this before. We saw all of this rhetoric, all of this bullshit during the Floyd riots. Media was all complicit. The police were all lining up to say, we're not going to go enforce this. We've seen all this. It's all the same shit. And it wouldn't be so bad if they just changed the script. Look, all of us like our bullshit freshly packaged and well-delivered. Because to buy into the bullshit, it's got to be fresh. It's got to be delivered with emotion. And it's got to be just, my God, it's just, it's got to be so powerful. Nope, this is all the same stale shit they sold us under George Floyd. By the way, he was a drug addict. That none of that narrative was real. They got the statues, the kneeling, and all that bullshit. Here's why it's all retarded, woke, fake, and gay. First of all, Congress has done nothing about the Smith-Mund Act. So they're still able to peddle propaganda. They're still able to lie to the public and no recourse. Last I checked, the Republicans had control of the House and the Senate. Last I checked, there was a majority there that could overturn that. Last I checked, Congress has done fuck all to change or deal with the mainstream media. And yet they're the biggest problem. They're literally inciting violence. And most of these city police chiefs that are saying that ICE needs to go, look, let me give this to you straight. It's called, there's a word you need to look up. It's called sedition. And when you openly call for violence against the government, guess what? That's called sedition. When you aid the enemy, that's called treason. These people that have committed crimes in this country, and by the way, do you know who ICE is rolling up right now? Do you know who they've been working on for the past 11 months? They've been going after all of the cartel drug enforcers, all the human traffickers, all the worst offenders that were dumped out of prisons all throughout Latin America and South America and sent here under the Biden administration. That's who they're going after. So these retards that are violently protesting, talking about we need to pick up guns. So here's the deal I'll make you. We'll pull DHS out of your city. But if we're going to do that, we're going to put a wall around the whole fucking city. And we're going to call it Fucktardistan. And all of you retards can live there with the gang members and the cartel members and the Somali gangs and all the other shitbags that we've imported. And you guys can lip, whip, chew, fondle, and beat the shit out of each other with ball peen hammers as much as you want. But nobody's coming to help you. You can just go fuck off to Fucktardistan and no one will come help you. And then you can sit there and virtue signal. You can talk about your pronouns. You can tell everybody you're a pansexual, which I believe means I can't pick a hole. And you can fuck off. That's what you can all do. Because you're celebrating your own demise. You're literally celebrating that the most violent people on the planet are now in our country and you're enabling them to stay. Why? Because you're fucking retarded. Only a toothless, inbred, redneck retard would want an invader to stay in their country and abuse them. Oh, and by the way, steal their money. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That's why I don't buy it. That's why I think it's all paid actors. I think it's all incitement operations. And I think it's all theater to keep people distracted away from what? Anyone? Anyone? Charlie Kirk? Epstein? The fact there's been no arrests for January 6th? The fact that nobody in the FBI has been perp walked for any of the shit that they did from 2014 all the way until 2024? Maybe that has something to do with it. Or maybe it's the fact that Trump is trying to annex Greenland so he can annex Canada to build an economic geographic zone. I don't know. Might have something to do with that. It's all bullshit. The whole narrative is bullshit. And I love these retarded senators. This is how you know that Congress is completely owned and they're all just actors. They all know her name. They don't know any of the other victims that were stabbed or killed by an illegal, but they know this bitch's name. It's all fake and gay, all of it. And the retarded part about all of it is the fact that everybody is playing into it on social media. It's stupid. Everything is a grift. Everything is a grift. There's not one thing that's come out that both sides of the fence were not involved in. All the money laundering, both sides of the aisle. In fact, you've heard me say this before. This is a perfect example of how there's not two sides of the aisle in Washington, D.C. They're all birds of the same feather. It's the Uniparty. These people could give two shits about the money laundering that's taken place. They could give two shits about how much drugs are coming across the border. They could give two shits about how many criminals have been released into our population. You know when these motherfuckers are going to care? I'll tell you exactly when they're going to care. When these criminals, the barbarians, are in their neighborhood. They don't care because these people aren't in their neighborhood. If they were in their neighborhood doing this, trust me, they'd have all kinds of care. But they don't because they don't give a shit. Why? Because they're all getting paid from the same trough. Every single one of them. They tried to codify the DOGE cuts this week. And literally, they couldn't get critical mass on that. DOGE goes in. They identify all this fraud, not just in USA, but across every agency. And if you haven't figured it out by now, all these NGOs, if it's a nonprofit, just call it a non-governmental organization. Because Elon Musk did a great job on Joe Rogan explaining how the grift works. So George Soros would go and create an NGO. He'd give it a little bit of seed money, and then he'd go lobby everybody in Congress to fund it through USAID. And then it would just keep getting funded every single year with no oversight whatsoever. And it was just money laundering right back to him. And every one of these oligarchs have done it. Bill Gates has done it. Peter Thiel's done it. All of them have done it. Even Bezos has done it. Like Bezos was using public assistance so he could pay his employees under minimum wage. And Walmart did the same shit. Encouraged their employees to go on public assistance because they didn't pay them enough to survive in the economy they were working in. It's all a grift. Every bit of it. It's all designed so that they get richer and they don't have to pay taxes. They don't have to be accountable for the extra income, but it funnels right back into their wealth. How do you explain paying an artist $350,000 as a tax write-off for a piece of art that you know is not a piece of art and then getting a bunch of political favors? It's a grift. It's all a grift. I think this gal was a paid actor. I think that she was set up to be either killed, or she knew she was going to get killed or committed suicide by a cop. Either way, it's all bullshit. Every bit of it. Right down to the response by DHS. Like, they put a cop in the field that had been dragged by a car 6 months prior to that into a very, very blue neighborhood with a very, very high emotional state and very, very tense situation. Why the fuck was that guy even on duty? Why was he even out front? And what the fuck was he doing in that neighborhood with just one other guy? I mean, really? That's a setup. The cops don't go anywhere without tons of backup. And when they do a felony arrest, there's lots of cops around. And if you're screwing around, you're going to get bitch beat, probably with the sticks or Rin Tin Tin. But either way, they're going to walk you into the back of the car. And there was only two of these guys? Really? And she's blocking traffic. Like, the moment she started blocking traffic, they would have called backup. And the moment she started talking back, they had dragged that bitch out of that car, given her the sticks, thrown her in the back of the truck, and driven away with her, which is what they should have done. I mean, she got the right outcome because I'd have shot that bitch too. It's all a grift. There's no part of this that's real. And none of the messaging's real. None of the, it's just retarded. The whole thing's retarded. And the more I see of it, the less I believe. It was like the whole Charlie Kirk thing. I don't believe anything of that. None of the official narrative adds up. Definitely none of the official narrative around Epstein adds up, because we all know that they're protecting Mossad. They're not protective pedophiles. They're protecting Mossad. Who they care about is the people that run the show, because all these paid actors have to be paid by someone. We all know it's Alex Soros. We all know that it's the people behind Act Blue, which is half of the Democratic Party or half of the political elite. So why aren't those people getting rolled up? And then Stephen Halper goes on TV today and says, there's going to be justice in 10 days. I think I've heard that before. I'm not quite sure where I heard it. Let me think about that. Was it that short little Indian guy that looked like he got caught pumping the neighbor's cat? Was it that guy? Because I think I heard that. Oh, no, it's Dan Bongino. Don't worry, folks. Dan Bongino's on the job. He's got it. He's good. He's got it. He's going after the black pillars. Because that's the problem. If you're a black pillar, you're the problem. You see how the game works? Look over here. Don't look over here. It's all a grift. All of it. And there's not one piece of it that is even remotely real. Not one piece. Not Christy Noem's response, not Tom Honig's response, none of it. It's all horseshit. It's all scripted horseshit. And here's what I think it's to cover. It's not just to cover that. But if you watch what's happening across the planet right now, just from a weather perspective, you're seeing below average temperatures in some places. There's no snowfall. There's not a lot of rainfall. We're seeing the telltale effects of the warming currents slowing down. That's what all of this weather is. And every bit of this is related to what's going on with the pole shift. I'm convinced of it now. And this whole push for Greenland, I don't think it's a race against time. I think there's a plan. I think the powers that be know exactly when this pole shift is going to happen. And I think that this pole shift is every 4,000 or 6,000 year cycle that is basically a master reset for humanity. And I think that for a couple of reasons, because the weather we've had just in the last 3 years has been, and get away from all the geoengineering and all that other chemtrails and all that horse shit that you hear about. Look, whatever they're spraying for, they might be spraying to keep the weather somewhat normal or as normal as it can be, because they know this is coming. And if the warming currents slow and stop, that means the only place on this planet that's going to be warm for a significant amount of time is going to be the equator. They know that, and they know when it's going to happen. And I don't know how much all of you have read about this pole shift and how it's supposed to work. I don't know how much of it I believe, because they talk about, you know, crustal displacement and the ocean splash. There's tons of documentation on it. But I think at the core of this, they know the weather patterns are going to change and there's going to be significant amount of ice over the northern and southern hemisphere until the earth resets. And so they're hedging their bets and they're putting themselves in places they know are going to be quote unquote, you know, survivable. And, you know, Greenland supposedly has a lot of natural resources and underwater thermal vents that allow for both production of energy, sustainment, blah, 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 fresh water, all those things. No matter what you believe, I think that that is coming quicker than they expect. And I think what they're doing is they're pushing to be set up for that and be below ground when it happens and leave the rest of us here. And what a better way to keep us completely in the dark than to have everybody fighting amongst themselves over some trivial nonsense, like some lesbian got shot in a car because she was a retard. But look at how much, and this again, this is part of the information war. Look at how much of the public psyche has been completely consumed by all the bullshit over the last week. Dan Bongino coming out against Black Pillars. Okay, he's an asset. And secondly, that's right out pawns in the game. They use the guy, then they flame him out, using him as, you know, and completely emasculate him and use him on some fool's errand. That's exactly what this is, a fool's errand. First of all, nobody buys it. Second of all, nobody cares. And thirdly, his show's going to be a crater in about a month. So he could try all he wants. But I know a cuck when I see one, and that guy's a major cuck. And just the shit that he's been talking about, and don't get me wrong, I think Matt Gaetz is a part of this too. I think Matt Gaetz is it's point counterpoint. It's opposition, controlled opposition. That's all it is. It's nothing more. There's no there. It's just noise. And all he's done since he's been back for the last week and a half is noise. Make noise. It's all he's done. But look at how much of the public and social media has been consumed by all of this. So all of this is literally a script right out of Pawns in the Game. And maybe it's all cover for the fact they're creating the economic, controlled economic zones that are in Agenda 2030. That's if Trump's successful and get away from all this City of London horse shit and get away from this bullshit that Trump's a superhero. He's not a fucking superhero. He's just a dude that puts his pants on one leg at a time, like everybody else. I think they couldn't get Agenda 2030 using the communist method. So they just switched playbooks and now they're using the mega method. And maybe they put us through 4 years of Biden so that we would buy into whatever Trump sold us because things were so bad. I mean, two things can be true at once. And that would be a perfect psyop. You get everybody, you know, ready for civil war, then you flip the script on them, and then they have another 2 years of breathing space while they're still fucking us to tell us that everything's going to be fine, people are going to get arrested, and nothing happens. So, by the way, thanks, Ghost. Appreciate that. There's definitely been no action. And for Stephen Halper to come out and say there's going to be justice in 10 days, DOJ has been sitting on a mountain of evidence for the last year plus. They have Obama and Brennan and Holder and Rice and the Clintons and Axelrod and all those other Obama shitbags by the balls. And they haven't arrested anybody. And the entire country is screaming, arrest someone. And it's getting so loud now that Pam Bondi came out and, you know, she went nuclear. Yeah, sure she did. She went on a talk show and was mad because, you know, people are criticizing Fox News Barbie for, you know, not doing her job. Jesus. I'll tell you what. I'll make you a deal, Pam. You put me in charge of the FBI, and I will unfuck that place in 1 month. And let me tell you how that goes. I walk in the door, and the first thing I do is I issue a communication to every one of the branch chiefs and all the directors and say, you're going to be at Quantico, you're going to be at Quantico in 2 days. And then I walk in a room and I go, I want to show a hand of every one of you shitbags that was on duty when the memo calling average Americans domestic terrorists, how many of you were on duty for that? They all raise their hand. You're fucking fired. Get the fuck out. Turn in your badge, drop off your gun, report to Gitmo, and fuck off. And then I would go to each one of the different stations, and I would start with the most senior guy. How long have you been around? Who's the last person that you fucking arrested? Big name. You're fired. You. You're fired. You. You're fired. You. You can stay. That's how that should have gone day one. Instead, what did he do? He went in there cheerleading the great men and women of the FBI. We're going to do all this great stuff. Everything is awesome. No. You go in there with a paint gun and you start going down the hallway. And when the janitors left, then you start rebuilding the organization because you're ineffective anyway. It's not like you're arresting people anyway. It's not like the FBI was working for the American people for the last two decades anyway. It's not like they're actually doing law enforcement. Not like they actually should carry a gun in the first place. It's not like they didn't carry out January 6th. It's not like they didn't fuck us for the last 20 years. So why are you protecting them? You fire them. Then you prosecute them. Then you hang them. That's how this goes. I don't know why it's so hard. This is very easy. But instead, what did we get? Cheerleading. Now we have Dan Bongino, Mr. Black Pill, out there telling us that don't ask any questions. Don't challenge the narrative. Don't think critically. And for God's sakes, whatever you do, don't question any of the official narrative, because we're working hard for you. It's all retarded. And then to top it all off, you have Pam Bondi, who has spent more time on Fox News than she has doing anything else. And then she wonders why the American public want to drag her behind a car with a chain around her neck. I don't know, might have something to do with the fact that you told us that we were going to get the Epstein files, and what did we get? A bunch of nonsense. Oh, and oh, by the way, all of the unredacted PDF files that were unredactable were all about Trump. Yeah, we're buying that. Yeah, we're buying that. You know, Chuck Schumer wasn't there. Bill Gates didn't go to the island. Bill Clinton didn't go to the island, didn't have a picture of himself in a dress in Jeffrey Epstein's house. No, that didn't happen. It's all lunacy. It's all bullshit. So the system literally has to fail for this to be reset. And I can't help but think that, you know, all the Republicans know, and by the way, this is a dig on Marjorie Taylor Greene. She goes on The View and she talks about how she's disillusioned because the president called her a traitor and she was disheartened because she couldn't continue pointing her ankles at the ceiling, saying novenas, praising Kevin McCarthy. She couldn't do that. So now she has to go back to her miserable little construction company that makes how many billions a year, and she has to restart her life and go to Betty Ford. Look, she knew exactly what needed to happen before the Epstein stuff came out. They should have repealed the Patriot Act. They should have repealed anything after 2021. They should have repealed Smith-Mundt. They should have repealed the 1989 Vaccine Act. They should have gone after all the big pharma companies. They should have passed legislation that allowed people that were harmed by the vaccines to go after pharmaceuticals legally. And they didn't do it. They didn't do any of it. She has no right to say a goddamn word about one fucking thing. Because while she was out there cheerleading, she didn't do her job. And her job is to pass legislation to protect the American people, to protect the strategic interests of the country, to protect trade deals that affect average American citizens. And I'm not even talking about the election. I'm not even going down that rabbit hole today, because that's yet another example of Republican inaction. And that's not just in this state. And look, they got Smartmatic. They got Dominion fucking cold. Why hasn't the FBI rolled up all of those executives? Why haven't they run those guys down and taken them to Gitmo in a very public way? Why? They have them dead to rights. They have them dead to rights on the software. They have them dead to rights on the payouts and the kickbacks and all the fraud. They have them dead to rights on the fact that they could tie it back to leading members of both parties. But yet, no arrests. Really? Really? You got to wonder, at what point do they act? They're not going to. They're not going to arrest anybody. None of these Somali shitbags that stole the better part of $2.5 billion. Billion! With the B. Billion! And then you have this fucking douchebag, Somali asshole, calling us white dogs. Oh, I got a special place for you, motherfucker. Let me tell you what's going to happen to you. First of all, somebody needs to dox him, and then they need to put him on a fucking jet and strip him of all the money he's stolen and send his ass back to Somalia and do it in a public way. And every other Somali shitbag that posts shit like that on X, your ass goes on a plane and your ass gets dropped off at 3,000 feet from a fucking helicopter over Somalia. Go fuck yourself. That's how that should go. Call me a dog, you fucking freeloading shitbag. The only fucking reason your country's here is because of us. The only reason any of you are here is because of the fucking traitors in the Obama administration. Otherwise, you'd still be stripping copper wire from the ground in Somalia. Goddamn terrorists. And then there's warp speed, which I heard Trump mention yet again this week. So I'm just going to say this to the Trump administration, and maybe you'll get it. I have a vaccine-injured kid. I've dealt with the medical system for the better part of 30 years. And I can tell you that no one thinks that warp speed was a success. Everyone thinks that you were aiding the enemy. Everyone thinks that you were bought off by Big Pharma. Everyone thinks that millions of Americans didn't have to die so you could tout this warp speed bullshit. The Department of Defense ran the op. And if you don't start rolling up general officers and people from DARPA that planned this shit, then you're just as guilty. And you will go down as the most hated man in American fucking history, because you were on watch when this happened. And you knew that those vaccines weren't safe. You knew it. And you did it anyway. But then to go tout it in front of the American public like you're some kind of a war hero, go fuck yourself. You fucking coward. My God. You put a Big Pharma darling as your chief of staff. Then you invite those demons into the White House. Then you want to tell us that we're supposed to thank you for killing millions of Americans? You should have been shot. God. What a fucking douchebag. And then to sit there, and I love how everything that he does is the most amazing thing ever. It's the most amazing thing in the history of the world. No, it's not. It's just another fucking criminal act, and nobody's been held accountable. What are we at, 3 years now, 4 years? Fauci's still walking around free, talking about vaccines. And all the other, you know, chirping medical doctors that are talking about how vaccines are safe and effective. I've lost 5 people that I know directly to vaccines. 5. And you're telling me that they're safe and effective? No, they're not. If they were safe and effective, then guess what? We wouldn't have them. They wouldn't be here. You know why? Because we don't need them. We have this thing called an immune system. And if you don't fuck with it, it actually works. In most of these diseases that we've been facing, guess what? There's naturopathic remedies for them. Or there's drugs that actually stop them in their tracks. You know, like ivermectin, you know, the horse tranquilizer or the horse dewormer or whatever label you want to put on it. Yeah, that actually works. It's actually saved a lot of people. It won a prize, a Nobel Prize for, you know, the fact that it's so effective. It's been around for, 30, 40 years? But yet you believe this evil little Keebler elf to tell you that it's not. He prescribes remdesivir, which is probably the most toxic, you know, drug cocktail ever made. But that's okay. It's fine. He was just calling it like he sees it. It's okay. The whole thing's a grift. The whole narrative's a grift. Trump could have had all these people off the street on day one. He should have arrested Soros and his son, like day one. Ahmadine, the Clintons, roll them all up. What the fuck are you waiting for? You don't have to tell the public what you're doing. Roll them up. Take them to Gitmo. Drop them off. Let them go toss salad with all the other, you know, war on terror inmates that have been there for like 20, 30 years. Just go drop them off. Let them have some fun. And then tell us what their crimes are. Because you do it to everybody else. I mean, how many law-abiding citizens were rolled up under the Patriot Act that we don't even know about? Probably a couple thousand? Maybe 10,000? It's all a grift. They're gonna tell us that in 6 months, just before the midterms, that, you know, we really tried. We tried really hard. We wanted to, you know, get rid of all the illegals. We wanted to clean up the streets. We really wanted to pass all of those Doge and codify those Doge cuts. We really wanted to do something about the Somali crime, but, you know, they destroyed all the evidence. Most of them left the country. And we really can't do anything about it now, so you're stuck. And oh, by the way, the Democrats are going to take over and they're going to impeach me. And it's going to be a big show for another 2 years. They're going to pass a bunch of really insane laws, but you're just supposed to sit there and take it. And at the same time, all that's going on, we're going to make sure that we censor all of our platforms because we don't want you to be anti-Semitic while you're getting fucked. We want you to be completely docile, completely compliant. And for God's sakes, don't be anti-Semitic. You know, I can already hear it. I can already hear the nonsense coming out of their mouths because they haven't done anything. 10 days and we're going to see justice. 10 days. Does that sound a lot like MedBeds to you? Does that sound a lot like the quantum financial system? Does that sound a lot like Nasera and Jacera? Wait, I think it does. I think it sounds a lot like that horse shit. But rest assured, Trump's playing 5D chess. He's going to have everything straightened out. He's fighting this big cartel and this big cabal that's ruled the earth for hundreds of years. And it's all from the city of London, from the Vatican, from New York City. And he's going to take care of all of it. Just trust the plan. So all you have to do is just trust the plan. Don't ask any questions. Don't think critically. Don't, whatever you do, don't go out of your way to think at all. And just enjoy the show. Get some popcorn and enjoy the show. Remember all that bullshit? I've been hearing Nasera and Jacera since 2007. I've been hearing quantum financial system since 2010. I've seen these med bed bullshit for 30 years. They're revolutionary. It's a bed where you lay down and it scans you and then it heals you. Whatever's wrong, it just heals you. And it's coming any day, any day. It's really coming any day, any day. Could be tomorrow. It's coming any day. For the last 5 years, I've seen these retards like Charlie Ward and all these other dipshits, and it's the same fucking story. That's exactly what you're hearing, folks. Any day now, there's going to be arrests. Any day. We raided Tim Walz's, all of his offices. We raided the state capitol. We took thousands of pages of evidence. Arrests are coming. No. What you did was you went in and you confiscated a bunch of documents that now you're going to go and redact so that anybody in DC that was affiliated with this is not going to be held accountable at all. And you may throw Tim under the bus and a couple of sitting state senators, but you're not throwing anybody at the national level in jail. And here's the reality. If they rolled up everybody that was affiliated with us, because now it's almost every blue state was a part of this. And there's a number of red states now that are being identified with this fraud. Thousands of daycare centers with no oversight and paid millions and millions of dollars. You can bet your ass that something this large and this wide scale, everybody in DC knew about it. And let me repeat this one more time, because this gets under my skin. Everybody, and I mean everybody in DC, knew what the fuck Epstein was doing. Everybody knew what Epstein was doing. Everyone. There's not one swinging dick in the Congo that didn't know what that guy was doing. Not one. They all fucking knew. So what do you think the odds are that all of these same shitbags, you know, that went to the island, that went to the properties, that rode on the jet, that went to the parties, what do you think the odds are that they didn't know about this daycare center fraud? What do you think the odds are that there weren't revenue streams parsed off to just about everybody in DC? What do you think the odds are that all of the oversight that should have caught this in the first week was turned off by the very same people that were getting the revenue streams? What do you think the odds of that are? Do you think it's coincidental that nobody at the national level has been identified supporting Epstein? Do you think it's coincidental that nobody at the national level has been identified for perpetrating the crimes on January 6th? Do you think it's coincidental that nobody at the state level, at the senators or any of the congressmen at the state level, have been identified yet in any of this fraud in Minnesota? Do you think that's coincidental? It's not. The FBI is actively covering for these people, because when the money trail ends, you can guarantee that there's at least 6 or 8 sitting senators and congressmen in DC that were getting payouts from this. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. The FBI went in there and raided that place. It's just like Epstein watching Bongino, you know, Mr. Black Pill, and Kash Patel sitting on CBS News going, he didn't kill himself. We watched all the video. He didn't kill himself. He really didn't kill himself. Is that guy pointing a gun at me? That guy looks like he's pointing a gun. He didn't kill himself. He really didn't kill himself. You should believe me. He didn't kill himself. Get the fuck out of here. Nobody buys that narrative. Nobody's bought one FBI narrative since 2008. Not one. And while we're on the topic, how many people in the banking community that cost millions of Americans their homes and then repossessed those homes and sat on them as toxic investments, you know, reaping the benefits from the market and market pricing increasing and loan costs increasing and loan insurance that was forced on a lot of new buyers, the first-time buyers, because of the 2008 crash that they caused. How many of those people were held accountable? None. So what do you think the odds are that anybody in Minnesota, anybody in D.C., anybody at the state level, anybody at the city level is going to be held accountable? But we should all care about a dead lesbian that tried to drive over a DHS guy that should have never been in the field. That's what we should care about. In fact, we should care so much about that that we should walk away from our lives and pick up arms and go after a bunch of people that shouldn't be in the field anyway. You see how the game's played? While we're sitting here master debating over all of the activities and on the streets in Minnesota and all the other bullshit that we're seeing, guess what? They're doing nothing. They've arrested no one. They're not going to hold anybody accountable. No one's going to prison. Because if that was going to happen, it would have already happened. And I don't know what they're waiting for. And look, if they decide to start arresting people next week, I'll say I'm wrong. But I call them like I see them. And right now I'm not seeing shit. I see a bunch of excuses. I see a bunch of cover for Israel. I see the Israeli president openly saying he controls the United States, which, by the way, is an act of war. And I see them calling for more and more censorship, you know, to protect us from anti-Semitism. It's all bullshit, folks. You're being lied to and you're being played. I haven't paid attention to any more of that Minnesota story more than looking at the number of different posts about it every single day. Other than that, here's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on adding to my kit from the last five videos that we did on Substack. And again, a shout out to Troop for doing that, because the water videos, I think the water purification video, invaluable, absolutely invaluable. And the camera's a little bit sketchy, so we're going to reshoot it. But the point is that the information's there. That's the stuff I'm focused on. I'm not focused on any of this theater in DC. I'm not focused on any of the theater in any of the big cities. I'm not going to waste my time picking up a rifle and going after a bunch of fucking libtards, because you know what's going to happen if the warming currents actually do stop? All those people are going to die because they're not ready for shit. They're all too busy being paid protesters to actually plan ahead and be ready for some kind of contingency to survive. So fuck them. Let them die. And it's survival of the fittest anyway, so fuck them. That's my attitude. And I'm not going to apologize for it anymore. You know, I had this exchange today with somebody on Twitter about, you know, most of these women have really hard lives and they have really bad marriages, so they turn to activism. Okay, first of all, let me just address that head on. And this isn't a dig on the person that posted that, because I understand where they're coming from with that. They're trying to explain why the behavior happens. But here's the bottom line. People know the difference between right and wrong. And if you're a paid agitator or a provocateur, you're a fucking insurgent. You deserve to be shot. Because your whole job in life is to create fiction that people will emotionally respond to so that you can overthrow a government. You can fuck off with that. And as far as I'm concerned, you're the enemy. And if you sign up to take money to do that, you really are the enemy and you deserve everything that's coming your way. Even if it's bullets, you deserve it. Because you are putting innocent people that probably don't know any better into a position where they're trying to fight against something that's not important. And it's only done for one reason, to serve some rich asshole's political aims. And in this case, it's probably the fucking CIA. So as far as I'm concerned, you want to stop all of this stuff. You want all the mind virus to go away. Get rid of the CIA. Get rid of NSA. Get rid of DARPA. get rid of most of DOD, get rid of the FBI, get rid of DHS, get rid of DNI. Fuck them. They're not doing anything for us anyway. If they were, we would never have had January 6th. And it's the fact that January 6th has still not been, it's still not been prosecuted in the public space, means the FBI has no reason to exist. And Dan Bongino, you're a cuck. Go fuck yourself, you arrogant prick. You were on the job doing nothing. I took the oath, motherfucker. I stood the post. And I volunteered. And I went over there and stood the post. And you know what? Did I get cock-blocked on things? Yes, I did. Did I get my ass chewed on things? Yes, I did. Did I make decisions that weren't always the best? Yes, I did. But I stood the fucking post. I didn't come out whine and piss and moan about it. I made the best of it and moved on. But my oath still stands. It doesn't expire. So you can sit down and shut the fuck up and let the adults do the work. Fucking cuck. God, you show me a fucking coward, and I'll show you a traitor. Cocksucker. God, I can't stand that guy now. I never really liked him in the first place. I hated his show. God, now he's even more insufferable. The last thing I want to talk about is they have a new stellar object. It's called Cloud Nine. Not making that up. It's called Cloud Nine. Just discovered it. Heading this way. It's got dark matter in it, antimatter. It's coming this way. Are you seeing a trend? And now, and by the way, we've had Hubble in space for how many decades? It's been up there for at least 30 years, 30, 35 years. You're telling me in 35 years, NASA couldn't see shit? For 35 years, and now all of a sudden we're seeing all these interstellar objects? Well, it's the first one we've noticed. Three eyes. It's the third interstellar object that we've seen with our eyes. Really? God, you know, NASA is another organization that just needs to die. Everything that they put out is nonsense. And now it's comical how stupid it is. It's beyond stupid. Like, literally, you find an object and call it Cloud Nine. Really? That's the best you can do? Remember what I said at the start of the show. I like my bullshit freshly packaged and well delivered. And that's not well delivered bullshit at all. But it brings me back to what I said in the beginning. Everything's woke, fake, retarded, and gay. And that is the Sunday rant.